How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, Thursday, September 25th. Francisco Rojas on Phillies 24/7. Hope you're all having a great week as the Phils clinch the NLDS bye. Great thing to clinch because now you have a bye for that NLDS playoff picture. As it stands right now, the Brewers, they have the one seed still. They do have the one seed still. And it's probably looking like Phillies are not going to get that one seed. It's going to be very tough. Now, Brewers have a record of 96-63. Phils have a record of 93-65. And the Brewers have, they're off today. Have three games left against Cincinnati. That's a big series for, you know, more of Cincinnati than it is Milwaukee for sure. And then the Phils are playing one, so they're one game. I guess the Brewers are one game ahead of the Phils in the standings. Technically, they've more games played. I guess, yeah, they have one more games played, and then the Phils they're playing tonight, and we will preview and I'll give you some bets on tonight's game against the Miami Marlins at 6:05, where we just got the lineup as well. Usually when I do the show, I don't have the lineup in front of me, but I do have the lineup in front of me, so we'll get to that in just a little bit. But we have to start with last night's game. I don't really need to recap too much of last night's game, just because honestly, like, I mean, there's a lot to recap, but there's not a lot at the end of the day. Like, all you really need to know if you missed the game was Phil set the franchise record for home runs in one game by hitting almost four by Edmundo Sosa. Edmundo Sosa hit three. Welcome back from the injured list, Edmundo Sosa. My goodness, 3-for-4 with three homers. Five runs batted in. Kyle Schwarber, who I want to talk about Kyle Schwarber and Ryan Howard. Honestly, a good chunk of the show I want to talk about Howard and Schwarber because we are right there. He is two home runs away from tying Ryan Howard's record of 58-06. He's at 56 right now. Unbelievable year. And also, I mean, potential that come up on the final games of regular season games of Kyle Schwarber in the Philadelphia Phillies uniform. I don't think so, but also something to think about. I mean, I don't really want to talk about that too much. I really want to just celebrate Kyle Schwarber and talk about potentially a couple of things surrounding the record. I want to talk about do you want him to break the record? Because there's a lot of people out there. I mean, people are asking the question. Afternoon Show is asking the question. Like, do you want him to break the record? And also, do you think he will? Well, we'll get into that and everything as well. But Schwarber hit a couple of home runs in the game against Miami. Alec Boehm, he went yard, golfed one. Otto Kemp, he went yard out to left center. And then Bryson Stott hit a monster shot out to right center into the bullpen. 441. 441. So Schwarber twice, Stott, Kemp, and Boehm all hitting one apiece, and then Sosa hitting three. My goodness, what a night it was for the Phils against the Marlins. They're going to go for the rubber match tonight. And in just a little bit, we'll preview, again, like I said, that series, or we'll preview tonight's game. So now I want to talk about Kyle Schwarber. And I mean, there's truly, I didn't foresee. Look, I came into the season saying, my goodness, I really think Kyle Schwarber has been a bit underappreciated in what he's done in a Phillies uniform. You know, prior to this year, you know, hit 46, 47, and 38 home runs respectively, and you know, the three prior seasons, you know, to go along with back-to-back 100 walk seasons, leading the National League last year. You know, getting down ballot MVP votes in every single year, all-star appearance in 22, getting a silver slugger. I mean, all the accolades have been there. You know, 100 plus runs scored in every single year, or at least 100 runs scored in every single year. Like, I think Kyle Schwarber, you know, along with, I even think to a certain extent, not a certain extent, I believe Zach Wheeler was underappreciated here for a while as well, but definitely Wheeler's definitely been appreciated. Unfortunately, you know, to go along with the injury to end the season, I do have an injury update for you on Zach Wheeler in just a bit as well. But was saying with, you know, with Wheeler and Schwarber both underappreciated to an extent, and I just didn't see Kyle Schwarber having the year that he has had. And if, I mean, he never didn't have incredible. Never has never had a season like this. Hasn't hit 50 home runs in his career. And yeah, it's just been unreal. And now with the two home runs that he hit last night, he is two away from tying, three away from getting the record. And I hope he does it. And there's been a lot of, it seems like, you know, especially lately, a lot of the talk of, like, do you actually want him to break it? Which kind of sounds like a crazy question. But I'll be honest with you. At certain points in the year when you realize, like, wow, Schwarber's on pace to hit 60. He's on pace to break Howard. Like, this isn't the only, you know, we've been monitoring this the entire year. I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I'm 30 years old. When Howard had that 06 season, which I still think, you know, talk about underappreciated players, like Ryan Howard, I think was an underappreciated player from a Major League Baseball standpoint from that time period. But when Ryan Howard hit those 58 home runs in 2006, like, that's a special season. Like, as a Philadelphia sports fan specifically, I would say, I mean, as a baseball fan for sure, but then as a Philadelphia sports fan specifically, like, I'm always going to remember Ryan Howard's season. Always going to remember Ryan Howard's 06 season where he hit 58 homers, 149 RBI, 313 average, an OPS almost 1100. Like, I'm always going to remember, like, the 58, the 149, the 313, and even, like, I don't know why I remember this, but 383 total bases, you know, with the MVP and having an all-time year in Philadelphia sports history, not just Phillies history, but Philadelphia sports history, you know, surpassing, I mean, what, Schmidt had 48. That was the record before that. He shattered that, hit, 10 more. So I'm not going to lie. All that to preface with, like, initially, honestly, I was like, okay, I don't know. Like, Howard's had the record for almost 20. It's crazy. Almost 20. I didn't even think about that. It's been 19 years. I mean, it's unbelievable how time flies. But for 19 years, Ryan Howard has had this record. But I'll be honest with you, man. And maybe because I think in recent years, I also learned that, I don't know if it was just Yankees fans or baseball fans, maybe alike, that back in 1961 when Roger Maris was chasing Babe Ruth that people didn't want Maris to break the record. You know, partially they didn't really care for him, I guess, and because obviously Babe was loved, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't, from what I gather from what I've learned in the past, that people didn't want Maris to break that record. So this isn't like the first time that I've kind of heard of this concept of maybe we don't want a certain player to break the record. But I'll be honest with you, man, at this point, of course I want Schwarber to break the record. And I also want, I also think that's like, I don't know, you think about it, like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like a weird thing to kind of say that you don't want a guy to break the record. I don't know. Is it weird? I want to know from you. Is it like a weird thing? I guess we have our favorite players. And when you have those favorite players, you want those players, if they have records, to hold on to those records to a certain extent. But they also had those records for however long they had them. And that's what sports is about, though. Like, we want to see records be broken. Like, that's a part of what makes sports exciting. And maybe that's where I'm kind of, you know, landing here, is that sports, you know, part of sports is records being broken. And I've gotten to the point, I think most of us want to see Schwarber break the record because we have grown to love him, especially this year. And I think you should want Schwarber to break the record. It's weird because I, again, outside of the Maris thing that I've heard in the past, never really thought about this type of conversation about wanting a guy to break a record. I don't know. Like when Judge was chasing 62 a couple of years ago, never really thought about it. Was just like, you know, I like Aaron Judge. I mean, as a baseball fan, you know, Aaron Judge is incredible to watch, but I never really thought about it that way. I think Judge is kind of like a well-liked guy around baseball, you know, fans-wise. I don't know. I never really thought about this, wanting or not wanting a guy to break a record. Like, this is the first time I really feel like that in live time, in my lifetime. I'm 30 years old, like I said, that kind of sitting here thinking about, like, well, do you want the guy to break the record? And I thought, I mean, I did think about it earlier in the season. Like, do I want to see Howard's record broken? I'm like, oh my God, wait, Howard, that season's really special to me. I don't want that to be broken. But I've gotten to the point where, like, nah, man, Schwarber's, that, look, at the end of the day, that season from Ryan Howard, it has a special place in history, in Philadelphia sports history, in baseball history, in Phillies history. And Mike Schmidt, when he had that 48 homer season back in 1980, that season will forever, you know, live in baseball history, Phillies history, and Philadelphia sports history. From 1980, when he hit 48 home runs and won World Series MVP and won MVP and all that good stuff. Like, that's always going to live that way. So that's just how sports work. And eventually someone was got, yeah, well, I mean, it's a hard record to break 50. I'm saying, oh, eventually someone was going to break Howard's record. It's tough to do.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
But Schwarber's got a good shot to do it. And as far as him, do I think that he's actually going to do it? I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to give you some bets to take here in a couple minutes. I'm going to have a spoil one for you. I'm actually not going to take Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run tonight. I would definitely not be mad at you if you decided to take Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run tonight. FanDuel has him at plus 186 right now to hit a home run. And he's got the best odds to hit a home run in tonight's game. I wouldn't be surprised. He's got, what, three in his last couple of games? Between two last night and then hit one in the first game against Miami as well. So, I wouldn't be mad if you took that bet for Schwarber to hit one tonight. I just think this is how it's going to go. This is how I view this. He's not going to hit one tonight. He's going to have like a two home run game in either the first or second game against Minnesota. Maybe the first game. First game against Minnesota. And then the final game, he's going to break it. And it's going to be an unbelievable fashion in the final game of the year. And boy, that would be something. And by the way, Schwarber's in the lineup tonight. And I'll get to the lineup in a little bit. I believe I just read something that Rob Thompson says that he is going to have Kyle Schwarber play. He is going to have him. I'm reading this from Devin Caney, our own Devin Caney. She says, Rod Thompson says he will give Kyle Schwarber a chance to break Ryan Howard's home run record, even if the games become meaningless as the regular season winds down. And this, I guess, is like a similar thing to the Saquon thing from last year, giving him a chance to try to break the rushing record in the regular season. And I guess where we differ is like football's, you know, more violent sport. Like a lot more can happen there. You want Saquon for that playoff run. Like Kyle Schwarber's just a DH, and I mean, it's also like you're not going to call up like five other, you can't do that. You can't call up like five or six guys from Lehigh and say like, all right, we're going to sub out everybody. Like it doesn't work that way. So he's going to DH, and I'm perfectly fine with that. He should play and he should be given a chance to break the record. And look, baseball is an entirely different sport than football. Just a different sport. Different sport. So he's going to get a chance to do it. I want him to do it. And I think he's going to do it in the final game of the year. Two homers in game one against Minnesota. He's going to break in the last one. Hopefully. But I think that's how he's going to do it. All right, now that the Phillies have the NLDS bye, I'm curious to know, who do you think, or who do you want the Phillies to play? Right now, as it stands, the Mets have that final wild card spot. Now, the Phillies are either going to play, I guess technically they would either play the Dodgers or the Mets. They don't reseed, I believe, in Major League Baseball. They don't reseed. Like, the NFL reseeds. Baseball doesn't reseed. So I don't believe so. Unless they change that. I'm pretty sure. You can tell me. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. If they reseed, I'm pretty sure they don't reseed. So the Phillies are either play the Dodgers or the Mets. And I don't want the Dodgers. And I'll be honest with you. I'm scared of the Mets too. I think the three teams that are within a game of each other. So the Mets have the last wild card spot right now. Chicago and San Diego have those first two. And they're not going to play either of those. It's not going to happen. Arizona, Cincinnati, or New York. And I'll be honest with you, man, Cincinnati scares me just because of their starting pitching. Now, their lineup is good, but it's not great. Their bullpen's middle of the pack. It's tough because the Reds, I think I want the Reds the most, but at the same time, the rotation scares the living crap out of me with the Hunter Green, Lodolo, Andrew Abbott. That's probably going to be your three if you're Cincinnati. Arizona, and Arizona, how the heck did they even, get in this position to, they were selling at the deadline. They gave up Naylor and Eugenio Suarez. But the D-backs scared the crap out of me because of their offense, because of the 2023 run. But at the same time, their rotation is having issues this year. I mean, we know maybe Gallen decides to be vintage Gallen. I don't know, though, man. They lost Corbin Burnes this year for the year. Diamondbacks are weird, though. There's wild cards here, man. And then the last team that you'd be looking at there. So those are those three teams, the Mets, Diamondbacks, or the Reds. I don't want the Dodgers. Like, Dodgers, defending World Series champions, you don't want to play the Dodgers. I know they've had past, postseason, but they put those demons to bed. I'm trying to win for Kershaw now in his last season. It's tough, man. It's really tough. Because, the Mets, I'm scared of losing to... I'm still scared. I'm scared of last year. I absolutely am. And I think about their record at Citi Field. If they lose one at home and you have to play them in Citi Field, I'm terrified still. I'm sorry. I am. I know they have not been great second half of this year. Arizona, all of these three teams. I want to know from you. Mets, D-backs, or Reds, who do you want the most? But here's the thing, I'll say this. I think I want the Reds the most because not a lot of playoff experience there. I know they have a really good rotation, but if you can get to their starters even just a little bit and get into that bullpen, then I think you have a fair chance. And they don't have a super disgusting good offense. They have a lot of they've talent there, with Ellie and really just been mostly Ellie. Their offense is okay. They got they got McLean and they have Spencer Steer. They have players that can, solid players, but they don't have outside of Ellie Ellie hasn't had a super huge season. Outside of that, they have two guys with OPSs over, or two guys with OPS plus is over 100. I definitely want to play Cincinnati, I think, the most. But they're scary too, just because of their rotation. But if you can get those guys out after five, six innings, then get into their bullpen. So I think I want to play Cincinnati the most in the DS after the bye. So I want to know from you, though. I'll include the Dodgers. Dodgers, Reds, Mets, or the D-backs. Who would you like to play the most? Who are you scared of? Tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Okay, how about injuries and transactions that you need to know about? JT Realmuto, who got hit in the hand after a foul ball. He's day-to-day. Rod Thompson said some swelling in there, some pain, but not as bad as yesterday. He was asked yesterday about that. Eielston, Thompson says no. So that's JT's day-to-day right now. And I'm trying to see. Is he even in the lineup? He might be in the lineup tonight. Yeah, he's in the lineup. So JT's back. JT's back in the lineup. Trey Turner, the next one on the list with the right hamstring strain, grade one. He ran about 75% yesterday. Once he runs close to 100%, expected to rejoin the Phils lineup. Topper is hopeful that Turner will play before the end of the regular season. Also, last thing, Zach Wheeler. He underwent successful thoracic outlet decompression surgery a couple of days ago in St. Louis. Recovery time post-surgery is generally 6 to 8 months, as we have talked about. And that is an update from Phillies.com on some injuries and transactions. Preview of tonight's game. So looking at the lineups tonight, it'll be Jansen Junk on the mound for Miami and then Walker Buehler. I think they're going to do the Buehler-Taiwan Walker piggyback lineups. It will be Harrison Bader, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, JT Realmuto, Max Kepler, Bryson Stott, and Edmundo Sosa for the Philadelphia Phillies. And then for the Miami Marlins, it will be, I had it right in front of me. I'm looking for it and I do not have it, but I will get it for you once I do have it. But let's get to some bets to take. We don't care that much about the Marlins lineup, but I'm running out of time here anyway. But just some bets to take for tonight's game, because I think that's probably a little more important to you if you are betting on tonight's game. Under 9 runs, plus 100. I'm going to take that. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. Been a lot of runs the last couple of games. Going to take Buehler and Jansen Junk to have, they both have had good last couple of outings. I will take under 9 runs for tonight's game. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game to finish it out. Alec, that's plus 100. Alec Bohm to record 2+ hits. I'm going to take him staying hot, plus 200. Take that bet. And then the last one, to record a stolen base, take Brandon Marsh at plus 580. Brandon Marsh, who the last couple of years has had double-digit stolen base seasons, he currently is at 7. Let's get back to double digits. Get to 10. Take him to get 8 tonight. Record a stolen base for Brandon Marsh. Also, shout out to Cal Raleigh. Hit 60 home runs. As a catcher, that's unbelievable. Hit 59th and 60th home runs last night. And unbelievable season for Cal Raleigh. But that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas, another episode of Phillies Today. I will talk to you guys on Monday, and we'll be talking about the playoffs, man. I can't wait. We're right there, October run, hopefully, for this Phillies team. So stay tuned for everyone else that does a wonderful job on the pod. But that will do it for me. Talk to you guys soon.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.